Your taxes hold the key.
Business persons, please remember that the following taxes are due September 14 and 15. For September 14, employers' statutory deductions for August. This is the S01. For September 15, corporate estimated income tax third quarter payment. Self-employed statutory payments third quarter. This is the S03. Minimum business tax second half payment of $30,000. Pay online, save time and pay on time to avoid penalties and interest charges. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Who can become a Justice of the Peace and what are the requirements? Find out in today's edition of Get the Facts. A Justice of the Peace, or JP, should be a person of unquestionable integrity who promotes and protects the rights of individuals. The post is voluntary and the holder is often considered a highly respected person in his or her community. A JP may be required to carry out several tasks,
some of which are to serve in the course of the petty sessions as a lay magistrate, to consider bail application, to visit police lockups to examine the cells to ensure that prisoners are kept in a very decent manner. JPs also explains and signs documents. They sit on licensing panels. We have a spirit license panel. They give counsel and advice to persons. They attest to documents. They give recommendations and they witness documents.
Senior Director of the Criminal and Civil Justice Administration Division in the Ministry of Justice, Kathleen Arnold. Any Jamaican citizen who resides in Jamaica and is able to read and speak fluent English can become a JP.
You have to be between the ages of 25 and 70 years, and they should be, of course, as I mentioned, persons of unquestionable integrity and command respect of persons in their communities. We also like these persons to be ones that give service to their community. So they play a role in most of the things that's happening in their communities. They are well known by the members of the community as well, and they are to be able to communicate and to interact at all levels with persons in the community.
Now, in order to become a JP, you must make an application to the custos of your parish. Your application must be accompanied by some supporting documents.
They can send their birth certificate, relevant passport page, just to verify their names and their age. And usually a recommendation is also submitted by persons who know this person, so those come with the application form.
Having received the application, the custos will conduct a discreet inquiry into the background of the person.
The custos does that along with an advisory committee that they have, and that advisory committee is made of the custos resident magistrate and the senior police in the parish. And they review the applications that come before them, and they also try to ensure that the parish has enough JPs to meet the needs of the community.
Following approval by the custos, the names will be sent to the Ministry of Justice, where the minister will make recommendations to the Governor General to include the names in the Justice of the Peace cohort. Here's an interesting fact.
JPs are not to charge or to accept reward for the services performed. Being a JP, you're not really needed to have a formal legal education or background, but we do train persons that are becoming Justice of the Peace. Each person has to go through a mandatory period of training so that they'll be equipped to function as a Justice of the Peace.
Justices of the Peace undergo training to enable them to carry out duties such as performing at the petty session, drug and children's courts.
So for every different court that the JP sits, there are specialized training for those facets of the field that they'll be placed in.
Senior Director of Criminal and Civil Justice Administration Division in the Ministry of Justice, Kathleen Arnold. That's it for Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.